New York may join Florida, California, and New Jersey by moving its presidential primary to an earlier date, February 5th. Both houses of the state legislature plan to introduce and pass legislation to do that. The change could give a boost to two current presidential candidates from New York, Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, introduced a bill to move New York's presidential primary up 1 month earlier, from early March to early February. Silver says the interests of New Yorkers will be better served with an earlier primary while nomination races are still in play.
It puts New York in a position of actually being part of the decision-making process as to who on the Democratic side will be the candidate on the Republican side as well. What we've had in the past is the New York primary has been late, and in most instances, the nominee has been decided before the primaries get to New York.
The earlier date would also help two New Yorkers who are the front-running candidates right now in their parties, Senator Hillary Clinton and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Because both parties will benefit, the measure to change the primary date is almost certain to pass. Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, a Republican, says he plans to introduce a bill to change the primary date within a matter of days. He agrees that in past presidential contests, the state has been left out, and an earlier primary date could remedy that.
New York becomes critically important in terms of the decisions that are going to affect this whole country.
Governor Spitzer has not publicly stated his position, but it's believed he wouldn't object to the change. Dr. Lee Miringoff, director of polling at Marist College, says an earlier primary in New York would change the dynamics of the race dramatically. While an earlier New York primary has obvious advantages for the two frontrunners from New York, Miringoff says having the state in play also means that there's the potential for other candidates to come to New York and gain ground. If those candidates fare well in a primary against home state favorites, their chances could then be boosted.
New York is a place for media. It's a place for money. It's also a place that candidates look to get momentum. And clearly, you want to carry your home state big, but it's also an opportunity for another candidate to try to invade your home turf.
Other large states, including California, Florida, and New Jersey, are considering moving their primaries to February 5th as well. That could make the date an even more potent Super Tuesday, which could all but decide the major party candidates for president fully 9 months before the November elections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.